Days after Hurricane Ida hit Louisiana, residents of Jefferson Parish remained trapped in their homes, most without power or gas or running water. Jefferson Parish is just south of New Orleans, and it may be the hardest hit place. Some areas were 10 to 12 feet underwater. And police have reported cases of carbon monoxide poisoning from improper use of emergency generators. We're joined now by Dino Bonanno, Jefferson Parish councilman and former director of emergency preparedness for the parish. Councilman, what are you seeing now?
Well, all the waters have receded. The places that really got inundated are the towns that exist outside of our levee protection system, which is specifically Lafitte and the island of Grand Isle. Grand Isle is our only inhabited island in Jefferson, in all of Louisiana.
Okay, and tell me about, those places. Are those the worst hit places right now?
Yeah, it was historic damage. As you said, I was the former emergency manager. I'm a firefighter. We've done, search and rescue during storms in those communities in the past, but never ever have I seen the height of the water that we experienced in this event, where, like you said, people trapped in their attics, on roofs, et cetera. It was very, very difficult, very challenging. We're very fortunate. We've only had two fatalities that we've found so far, because most of these communities exist in camps that are up in the air. So while they did have flooding, they were able to survive because they were in structures that were elevated.
I see. All right. Now, I understand that you've been involved with rescuing some seniors trapped in their houses. Can you tell us about that?
Well, the rescue in the flood zone areas is completed, but now we're going back because we have no power. In many instances, we have no water or sewage services as well. We are actually going to houses of seniors who are either bedridden or alone and have serious medical conditions, and we're having to take them out of their homes, bring them to a staging area, and then the state of Louisiana has set up a special needs shelter in Alexandria, Louisiana, where we bus them to those locations. And it's very sad because in many of these cases, these seniors have medicines that have to be refrigerated in order to maintain their quality. And a lot of it has already become hot and is expired. So we're scrambling to get them out of here into a location where they can receive proper care.
And are there medical facilities, hospitals that are close enough to help these seniors?
Yeah, well, we have medical facilities here, but because of the complications from the COVID crisis, our hospitals are full. And so we're having to bring them to a location north of here, several hours away, that has a special needs shelter set up for them where they can care for it properly. Right now, the only people we're bringing to the hospitals are those who need immediate emergency medical assistance.
Hmm. You've mentioned these emergency medical services. When you think about the other essential services, what's the most urgent right now for residents? Water or power or sewer services?
Water, power, sewer, and fuel. Obviously, the storm knocked out all of our electricity, so gas stations aren't able to operate. So individuals...
Oh, the pumps can't lift the gas out of the ground.
They can't pump the gas out of the ground. So that's a big challenge right now. So we're working with some gas stations to get generators to them, and they can actually operate the pumps off of a generator. So we have been able to get some up and running. And then your larger chains like your Sam's and your Walmarts, they already had generators, so they're getting their stores open again as well.
Any timing you can tell your residents as to when some of these essential services are going to come back?
Well, like I told you earlier, I've never seen this much devastation. We literally have thousands of electrical poles laying on the ground because, unlike in other parts of the country, most of our electrical infrastructure exists in the air on poles. So we're looking at 3 to 6 weeks just to restore power. Water will come back quicker than that because as we fix the number of breaks every day, the water pressure is rising. People have to realize that because the water lines are under the ground, when these trees blow over, their roots are wrapped around the water lines and they pull them up. So you have a couple thousand water breaks. So every day we're successfully, fixing, four or five dozen breaks, and that increases the water pressure, which allows us to have better water pressure. So people are now starting to be able to have water at their homes so they can clean their homes, use, essential things around their house with the water.
Hmm. I wonder if you've been on the front lines, if you have a personal story that you can share to put a face on all this.
Well, as I told you before, the worst thing for me as a first responder, both during Katrina and this event, is to have to be able to go rescue those elderly people who stayed. And I can tell you, during Katrina, two or three nights after the storm, when I finally had an opportunity to go check my own home, I was traversing the streets and I saw a flashlight out of a window. So I got out and looked, and it was an elderly couple. The gentleman was bedridden. These people had no food, no water, no nothing, and they were trapped in their homes. And it's just so tragic. And we had to wait till the next day to go back and get them. And I've had that experience over and over and over again, both during Katrina and during this event. That's one of the greatest tragedies, is having people who may not have the financial means to get out, or in this case, can't physically get out because the individual was trapped in their home. And we deal with that every day around here. It's sad. And it's, as a first responder, you deal with that all the time, you know, and that having to look at, you know, having to go retrieve a person who's just out of a flooded home. That, you know, people don't realize what first responders dream about at night, but it's not, it's a memory you get.
Yeah. Dino Bonanno is a Jefferson Parish councilman. Sir, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you. I appreciate it.